This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
The clip, you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Clip of the day. I know the Rockies aren't, you know, winning a lot of baseball games. They did win the series over the Giants over the weekend. 50-74. But I've been saying there's a lot of guys that I'm excited about, and I was excited about this guy last year, but obviously it sent him down, and it's been a journey for him to get back up onto the Rockies roster. And Zach Veen, dude, this is another guy. Add to the list of dudes to root for. The guy stole home yesterday. Here's Zach Veen.
Amador against Brubaker. That almost went. Oh, here comes Veen. Safe! There's the daring base runner that's Zach Veen.
Zach Veen, Mike. There's Elway, Jokic, Veen. That is the order now. Veen is going to take out, well, not next year because we'll be on a lockout, but in 2 years, Zach Veen's going to be a household name, Michael.
Is Veen short for Vander Veen?
Nope. What does that mean?
He's a regular guest on Good Morning Nova.
I know that, but the audience had no clue, so I wanted you to explain why you made that stupid joke. Try to let the audience in on stuff. If you're going to promote Good Morning Nova, do it the right way. It's a very good interview on the show. They do a wonderful job with that.
You can find that on 1310kfka.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
And you can listen live from anywhere also at
1310kfka.com.
The Rockies win yesterday 13-7. They win the series over San Fran. They start a series tonight against the Dodgers. So that should be fun. But, man, I just, you know, I did not watch yesterday. We had stuff going on, so I didn't watch. I watched Friday night, though. Veen had a two-run homer. Or maybe it was just one. Yeah, it was two-run. It just does exciting things. This is all I wanted to see from the Rockies at this point was, maybe they're not winning a ton of games, but we got guys that we can get somewhat excited about. And that's one of them. And you just got to say, like, they have a couple of guys that just have a little bit of this dog in them. Or as Tanner would say, dog in them. Cole Kerrig, Zach Veen. Like, those guys are cowboys, man. They're baseball outlaws. They play by their own rules. They don't play by any rules, actually. Well, they do. The rules are within the confines of the game, but they're kind of wild cards, man, and I like it. Got a little attitude with this team. There's several guys that I just am really excited about, and Zach Veen was excited about last year, and unfortunately he had some stuff going on and then sent down and just wasn't quite ready. Now it seems like he is. So the Rockies going at it tonight, we'll have that game for you here on KFKA at, what time is that, Mike? 6:40 tonight, right after another edition of high school football training camp coverage with Coach Bruce Dick. He'll be talking all things Eaton today. So, looking forward. Man, Bruce has done a great job with these, Mike. I mean, you want to talk about a preview show to get you ready, a series of preview shows to get you ready for high school football. And we got our first game this weekend. Can you believe that? We already have a high school football game this weekend, Mike. Time to Time to refocus your brain into all things football. And Jerry Schimmel is going to be on the call with Bruce Dick. Kyle Johnson will be in studio. He'll be obviously giving us football night in Northern Colorado. And that's gonna start at 5 o'clock. So he's going to gear you up for the big high school game that we're featuring. Other games to look out for. He'll hit the college scene, a little bit on the NFL scene. It's going to get you ready for the weekend. Mike Friday here. And I know next week we're starting Rocky Mountain College kickoff. You look like this is all news to you as I'm saying this. You look shocked by some of this stuff that I'm saying.
I'm not shocked.
You have this look, though, that you're like, this is news to me. No? That's not the look I'm seeing?
I think you're misinterpreting my face.
You look shocked.
My face is just dead-faced like it normally is.
It is dead-faced. I missed what he said Chris was getting at with his text. I was hinting at Michael to enhance his middle name to Mr. Spock, since you were making fun of a middle name we were discussing earlier in the show.
Well, if anything, it would be Data.
What? Your middle name would be Data?
Yeah, I would give myself the middle name Data.
Why?
Because of my favorite character in Star Trek.
Oh, golly. Wow, I shouldn't have asked. That's way worse than Gideon, ESPN, Lampron.
That's why my parents didn't give me that middle name. Also,
but
the
you
show
would have
didn't
wanted
exist
it.
At that time.
Star Trek didn't exist at that time?
No, not Star Trek. Star Trek The Next Generation.
Is that not the same thing?
They're different.
That's weird. Sad news, Michael. Did you hear Hayden Panettiere passed away?
You told me off the air.
Well,
I thought.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
what?
On. TMZ saying she was found dead by a friend inside a South Carolina home, and emergency medical service workers responded to a call about a person in cardiac arrest and an unresponsive female, 36 years old. I mean, come on. You know, like, we grew up. Remember the Titans, one of the great sports movies. We all kind of agree. Maybe the greatest sports movie. And she was a monster part of that movie.
And wasn't she also in Heroes?
She was in Heroes. She was kind of the main character in Heroes. Save the cheerleader, save the world. That was a tough one. I saw that last night. Don't have all the details. I know TMZ's on it. And they're kind of getting to the point where they rarely miss. But that's a sad one, dude. 36 years old.
Maybe ESPN could learn a thing or two from TMZ about being good at their job.
Maybe. I never thought I'd say that. Faith says, wasn't Data from Goonies?
I never saw Goonies. But it's actually Data.
You never Data. Some people say Data.
Yeah, Data's more
of a
term.
In fact, everyone says Data.
Term. It was,
it's because I'm an American, first off. That's why I would say that.
Well, the reason why it's Data is because the first person who said his name was a British person.
What
so
kind of data?
Data?
What kind of data do you have to back that up?
That's what they've said at certain cons.
Well, is that from Goonies? You never saw Goonies.
Never saw Goonies.
Goonies is amazing, but that's like cool nerd stuff, and you're not a part of cool nerd stuff. You're just like too nerdy,
cool.
Like too nerdy, like Star Trek and Data and Spack. And all those things. You know? Goonies was amazing.
You know who was in Goonies?
I do know who was in Goonies.
Rudy.
Well, he played Rudy in the stupid movie.
Great movie.
He's not actually Rudy, Mike. You know that he's not.
I know, but he's
Sean
the
Astin.
Actor that played Rudy.
Yeah, yeah. Kahee Kwan is Data. Data. Take that for Data.
Yeah, data was what Americans used to say, but because of Star Trek The Next Generation, it's more like
really?
Data.
Are you saying that Star
that
Trek
character.
Influenced the country on
yeah.
how they say a word? That is not, I'm going to say data even harder now.
Okay.
It's all data. What kind of data do you have to back that up?
Yeah, yeah. You see, you wouldn't be saying data if it wasn't for the influence of Star Trek The Next Generation in the smart people community.
What? I didn't even hear that. When you talk, my brain freezes.
Sorry, what?
The smart people's community, is that what you said, for Star Trek?
Yeah.
No.
Star Trek
it's
is
made
very
up.
Influential in
it's not. It's
different
just
technical
dumb.
Communities.
Fly around in spaceships and shoot at people. Pew, pew. Yeah, that's really smart. That's really intelligent stuff.
Very smart.
No. Pew, pew. That's all they do. Beam me up, Scotty. That's all they do.
I don't think he actually ever said that.
He said it in one of them. Faith says Goonies is a classic. Yeah, why don't you watch good movies, Mike?
Well, Goonies is amazing. We'll be watching that next year when baseball's on strike.
Issa Chris, Data seems more sophisticated. No, it doesn't. Data.
Well, the British accent, some of them, like the more traditional.
And how do they
British
say it?
Accent sounds.
How does the British say it? How do they say it?
They say data. They say data.
Well, I'm sorry.
We used to say data.
Last time I checked, we won the war. So I say data. You know? Just like my data taught me. He said, Chris, Travis, the new preseason hashtag data.
I guess we're making data a new thing.
Data. Do you say data or you say data?
I say data. Because I've been watching.
I don't even know how I say it, but when you corrected me, my brain just goes into automatic opposite of whatever you say.
Was Data.
From Goonies. Data.
From Star Trek.
Goonies came up with that. Goonies came up with that. And then they stole that, which it sounds like they do this a lot. They steal people's ideas. They stole from Star Wars, obviously. That's unfortunate.
Star Wars
stole the story.
By Star Trek.
They stole the whole idea of fighting aliens in the stars. Star Trek said, no, we're going to do
Gene
that.
Gene Roddenberry
now.
Did it first.
Don't even know what that is. You could have said any name. Maybe you did. Maybe that's not even a real name.
If Star Trek was influenced more by Star Wars.
Star Wars. That's a good one.
Star Trek would not be a utopia. It's. Like,
why do you
Star
gotta
Wars
say,
is more
why,
real
why
when
be,
it comes
say,
to that.
So why do you gotta be so nerdy? Like, why do you gotta say stuff like that?
I'm just Ooh. Saying, like, Star Trek, that humanity has evolved past war against itself, disease against itself. Like, and Star Wars is more realistic, as in, you know, oh, the government's just, it will always create a dystopia.
Are you done?
No, I'm not. Now let's analyze the character of Commander Riker. Speaking of which, Jonathan Frakes, Commander Riker.
Nobody cares
and the guy
what that
played Data. They have a podcast.
Why do you make fun of me so much? Because you do this stuff.
I'm doing it.
You could just
you're
ignore it.
Encouraging me.
You could just ignore it and say, "Yes, I am a fan of that show," and then move on. But instead, you go into details.
Utopian society is Captain Kirk.
You know who else
data.
Has a podcast?
Take that
Two of the
for
characters
data.
From Firefly.
Don't promote another podcast on this show.
Well, after you're listening,
where can I find it? I might check it out though.
After you listen to the whole show, tune into those.
No, because then you're going to go back and listen to Coach Speak. Then you're going to go back and listen to Good Morning NoCo. You don't listen to people that listen to the station. Don't listen to anything else. As a fact, take that for data.
Well, the character's data, but. If you want to say, like, information as data, go ahead and say either one.
Faith says, I say it like you, Brady, I think, but now I need to hear myself say it in a sentence. We'll say it in a sentence. Say it out loud right now. Say it with me, everyone. Data. Yeah, pretty
There's
good.
There's nothing wrong with saying it that way unless you're talking about the character, Data.
No, I don't. Only character. There's Data in the Goonies. Very good. Very good character. He also played Short Round in Indiana Jones.
Suppose he's also a really good director.
Suppose you didn't see any of those either. Indiana Jones? Doesn't do it for you?
I saw the first three.
Oh, well, that's all. Yeah, that's all you need to
see. Part of the fourth one, it was kind of meh. And then I heard the fifth one's awful.
I stopped at the fourth one. It was awful.
Yeah, it was.
You just can't go back and make movies after they were so great. And then 50 years later... try to make a sequel to it. You just can't do it. You can't recapture the magic. The 80s had a certain magic. You can't go back and recapture it. You just can't. You just can't do it. You're better off just making something new. Faith says,
Stranger Things captured.
That's why
the
it's
80s.
Something new. Does Coach Steve Smiley not know that I have a show every day? He's calling me right now.
I would say don't answer it on the air.
Why do you think he's got some serious stuff to tell me?
He's probably going to say, you know, I'm not a big fan of that podcast, which you can find on 1310kfka.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
I'm going to give them crap about this one. Well, we're not doing a podcast Thursday. They'll be out of town. But we will be hanging out with Coach Smiley and his crew tomorrow, thanks to Bank of Colorado. Our get-to-know the UNC Bears men's basketball team, and we'll also be doing kind of a special throughout the day Wednesday. We're talking, we're going deep dive into UNC football.
Maybe he pocket dialed you.
Maybe. He said, Chris, was the spelling data? That's what babies call their father. Texter, we've been talking about it now. My brain feels influenced to say it wrong. Don't give in to the Michael. That's what I would say. Say the opposite of what Michael says.
Well, you know, in season two of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh my gosh, it made a second season.
The newest character.
No.
Who was also in the original series.
No.
Dr. Pulaski.
Stop. She, that's a terrible character.
She said data and data. Corrected her.
This is dumb. Please, take a break. This is dumb. Final thoughts on the Broncos preseason game one. Get us the hell out of this conversation. Also, Colorado State made some noise this weekend. Not necessarily on the football field, but a big name. Will be a Ram soon. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Data, look at this.
Data.
What?
My name. It is pronounced Data.
Oh?
You called me Data.
What's the difference?
One is my name. The other is not.
Yeah, I can see why you like that show. That's really good. There's a little robot man talking to her.
You know, there's a saying in the music industry. It's called Riker's Beard. When something starts going well, you say, oh, that's kind of the Riker's
the
beard.
The Colorado mode. State football team has a very late addition to its freshman class. It's a big name for the Colorado high school football world. Former Cherry Creek High School star running back Jaden Fox has joined the Rams, according to Kevin Lytle at the Coloradoan, in what amounts to a late flip from UCLA, where he originally signed. CSU coach Jim Mora announced Fox's addition after a scrimmage August 15th, and Fox is practicing with the Rams and is expected to be available to play this season. Interesting.
So he was stolen from UCLA?
Well, yeah. I'm confused by this. Why am I confused by this, Mike?
Shouldn't he have been there are supposed to be rules.
Shouldn't he have been at UCLA now? Right now, I mean he's practicing with the Rams and is expected to be available this season. So why wasn't he with UCLA? Wow, that's tough for me. What happened there? Why am I missing something?
I have no idea. I thought the transfer rules were in December or January.
I'm not sure.
UCLA drop him from the lineup. They're like, you know what? You just don't know about data.
So he committed to Mora and UConn in June of 2025 before eventually decommitting. He then committed to UNLV before again changing to UCLA, but wasn't with the Bruins for the 2026 preseason and was available for CSU to sign and add. So I guess I'm just curious. So did he just decide... When was the last transfer portal? I'm confused by this story. I'm actually confused by this. As we're piecing, I saw the news. It was cool. He seems like a great player. Good for the Rams. But why wasn't he with UCLA?
I have no idea.
Am I missing something? Are you with me?
I don't understand either. I don't have the data on this.
Stop.
But
just stop. Be a person and talk about what this is, because this is on my mind and you're trying to derail it again.
I thought you could transfer back in January, and that was the transfer portal.
But he didn't transfer. Like, he decommitted. So, again, he's playing college now. He's eligible to play. Former Cherry Creek High School star running back Jaden Fox has joined the Rams at what amounts to a late flip from UCLA. And he's eligible to play this season.
Sounds like maybe they found a loophole in the rule?
I don't know. He committed to UCLA. Did he just never go there? Faith says, did he ever play? Would be why he wouldn't have gone into the transfer portal. Well, yeah, I guess if he never actually, he committed but didn't actually go. Smitty's texting us. He's one of our Rams guys. He might know. I am confusion by this. Coach Morris said it's a great get for us. I think it's a really good fit for our team. We want the best players in this state to stay home, and now we've got the state player of the year from last year here at CSU, so we're excited about that. I mean, he was freaking awesome, dude. His team went undefeated, won the Class 5A state title in 2025. Yeah, but I'm just, Mora was recruiting Fox the last 2 years. He's a true freshman. But was he on the team? Why is this news now? Colorado Player of the Year running back joined CSU after UCLA flip. Shouldn't he have already been with UCLA? Or was he just, did he just back out and he wasn't on a team and he was waiting to get on with CSU? Am I missing something here?
I'm very confused as well.
Freshman player commits to team, plays senior year. Then senior year over, freshman player shows up for camp this year. Why is he there today? Because all the football camps started like 2 weeks ago. So did he just call UCLA and say, I'm not committing? So he was never fully committed to UCLA, but he just was sitting out for the last 2 weeks because all his teams started to practice 2 weeks ago.
Sounds to me like he has commitment issues, and I wonder when he's going to go to Ohio State.
Well, he did want to go to Mora originally. Mora recruited him to UConn, and that's where he was going to go. And then obviously Mora moves on and gets the CSU job. So then he backed out of that. And then he decided to commit to UCLA. And that's where he originally signed. I just have a lot of questions about this. I guess probably the answer is, Michael, he committed to UCLA, signed it, but then never checked into practice. When does it make you an official member of the team? When you have to enter the portal, and obviously we're not in a portal window. But if he never actually signed up to be a UCLA player, like he never showed up, checked out, and became a player, I don't know.
Maybe this happened a long time ago and we're just finding out about it.
I don't understand. Seriously, I'm confused. Smitty says, I've been told the UCLA program is a mess. NIL money is up there, up in the air. Almost said that weird. Boosters won out of the Big Ten. I've heard stuff like that. Maybe Fox never got what was promised at UCLA. Maybe he never enrolled. Yeah, if you never enrolled, I guess it doesn't start then. Your year doesn't start. I'm getting a lot of texts on this, so I'm wondering if I'm just being an idiot because it's confusing to me. But I'm guessing the answer is he just never enrolled at UCLA. And he's been sitting on his hands for 2 weeks and then finally was like, let's go.
So UCLA was a safety school?
I didn't know you could do that. I thought you kind of had to make your commitment, and once you did, you're either in or you're out. And I guess if you don't actually enroll at the school, then you're not a member of that team.
I can't wait for the NCAA to rule stupidly.
And say that he had a year of eligibility with UCLA, even though he played for CSU in the first year. Texter, if he never signed anything, then maybe he can flip late. Well, Kevin said he signed where he originally signed. He writes, former Cherry Creek High School star running back Jaden Fox has joined the Rams in what amounts to a late flip from UCLA, where he originally signed. Faith says, kind of late to just now be going somewhere. Seems like something fishy, especially if Mora was recruiting him from UConn. Texter from John Fort Data. He even committed to UNLV at the same time committing to UConn. Eastside Chris says, saw the interview with Mora, highlights of Fox running at Cherry Creek. He doesn't look as impressive as Christian, looks smaller yet maybe faster. I mean, I think he's probably going to be a good player. I'm just very confused by this. I'm guessing the short answer of this is, even though you signed with the school, it doesn't count as you being a member of that team until you enroll with the school. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that'd be fair to say.
And
but
so he never
for
did?
For me, it would be whoever you sign with. You sign that contract,
yeah.
No going back on it, unless someone screwed you over.
I don't know.
It sounds like UCLA sucks.
Okay, so I have a lot of questions for Kevin Latta. Write all these down, Mike. You've been writing these down the whole time, right?
Yeah, I've got them on my data sheet.
Okay, your data sheet. I guess I just have never really... Have you ever seen this, Mike? You watch a lot of college football. Have we seen a guy, a freshman that commits to a team, signs with a team, and then just doesn't show up to their training camp, so therefore he's essentially a free agent and can just go sign wherever?
We've seen someone sign with a team and then get told, oh, hey, sorry.
Right.
You don't have a roster spot.
Right, or, you know, like I committed to this team. Oh, never mind, I'm flipping my commitment. We've seen that a lot, but... This was announced over the weekend that Jaden Fox will be playing for Colorado State. He could play as soon as this year. So I'm very curious about this. I was thinking that Micah said it, and maybe this happened earlier this summer, and we're just now hearing about it. Let's think, Kevin Lytle's been at practice every day, and this has never come up. Maybe it was something they didn't want to have reported on. Because that's a true thing, too. We don't want depth chart talk, and we're not ready to announce that he's here. I don't know. I'm not sure. Nothing
very
was...
confusing, and I can't wait for us to find out the truth.
I just don't... I was excited about the news, and then when I'm like, okay, he's... Wait a second. He's a freshman now. So why wasn't he with UCLA? So I have many questions there. 36 minutes after the hour, we'll put the finishing touches on the Broncos... preseason game one, your final thoughts, what stood out to you the most with the Broncos, all that coming up next here on The Whole Show. Powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most. Local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. I did shoot a text over to the guy on the story, Kevin Lytle, from the Colorado. I just wanted to clear it up, Mike. He said it's basically a high school signing. He was there, but some academic things didn't transfer over, so he was released from his signing and effectively became a free agent, unsigned high school prospect. So that's how it works. So I guess if you get there and stuff isn't going through, then they kind of have to move on, and that sounds like what happened. So he will be with CSU. It's very odd how it happened that way, but that's what we know.
Sounds like maybe he took some college classes
that didn't
as a senior.
That didn't
and
transfer
And they didn't
over.
Transfer to UCLA, and he said, well, screw you guys.
I guess.
Already did the work.
Maybe. Maybe we'll get more clarity on this, but that's what we know. Because it did strike me as odd going through this. Final takeaways from the Broncos preseason game one. Mike, I think Jonah Coleman's not going to just be a good rookie. I think he might storm onto the scene and be like a star rookie. I think
hopefully that's the case. And hopefully
it's going to be a 1-2 combo between J.K. Dobbins and Jonah Coleman. R.J. Harvey will move back into the third slot, but he'll be more of a receiving type running back. And I think Jonah Coleman, Sean Payton talks so highly of him, and he was talking highly of him after the preseason game. He almost had that sly little smirk about, you know, hey, you see a guy enough in practice and you keep saying the things and then you see it out on the game in the game film. Yeah. Yeah. So it's almost like he's doing the mic drop thing. Like, told you guys. Kept saying how good he was doing in training camp. And then when you see it in the preseason, it's like, okay, here we go. That was a big takeaway. Jahdae Barron. Now, it was a tipped pick. So it's not like he flat out closed in, made the full on interception, but the awareness to make that play was pretty big. So Jahdae Barron, I thought, looked very good. Davis Webb, play calling, he ran the show on Friday night. So it doesn't seem like there's going to be any crazy issues, at least based on one game. Sean Payton seemed very happy with everything. He noted a couple of times they got to the line of scrimmage late, but got the ball off anyway. Jarrett Stidham, going to be a very capable backup quarterback, even though there's a lot of people that are still freaking out over the play. The one play. Now, he didn't play very well, necessarily, in that Patriots game, but the play in question will be talked about for a very long time. But I don't think you change it. I think you go with Jarrett Stidham as your backup quarterback. Did Jaleel McLaughlin do enough? Are they going to carry five running backs, four tailbacks, and one fullback? McLaughlin just keeps making teams. He just keeps making this team. He had the fumble. He had kind of a weird play.
Drop pass.
And then he had the touchdown, though. Is that going to be enough? We'll see. We got two more games.
I think he'll be your number four.
So you're going to carry five?
I wouldn't.
We're carrying a fullback.
I don't know if they're going to carry five.
You're carrying a fullback.
I think that you're going to have your fullback. You're going to have four running backs.
You can carry five running backs.
I think that they are committing to the run.
So five running backs.
They ran more than they passed.
So you're saying they're going to carry five running backs.
I'm not saying carrying five, but I wouldn't be too shocked.
Well, and then we got to go through this. Like, who do you drop off? This is why I'm not a big fan of carrying three quarterbacks, although this might be the year to do that because of the thing that rhymes with Schmankel. Don't want to talk about it.
I mean, Ellinger has already turned down other teams.
He loves it. He loves it here, so they kind of feel maybe obligated. They kind of feel like maybe they owe it to him.
I don't think they're going to keep him on the roster, but I think he will be on the practice squad, and he will
yeah.
go maybe with Bonix's ankle. Issues.
Normally I'm a two quarterback guy, but because you do have your starting quarterback coming off of a significant injury, then carrying a third quarterback would seem like a smarter move than not this season for Denver.
I would say that the NFL needs to make it a 54-man roster and a 50.
What are we doing?
Well, the 54 is to keep that extra quarterback.
That's part of the gamesmanship of it. No. But you're appealing to the NFL saying, hey, I don't want to make cuts down to 53. Just give me one more guy.
I know.
That's on you.
Like,
it's on you. If you want to carry three, then you got to drop somebody else.
The number that I really want is them to take the 48 game day guys and make it 50. Sometimes you have injuries and like two linebackers get hurt and you're like, uh-oh, wish we had an extra spot.
It's not 53?
It's the 48 is the game day.
Right.
And 53 is overall.
Okay.
And then I think you have 17 roster spots for the practice squad.
I don't think they need to change it. This is on you as a management coaching staff to figure out how to cut it down. You can figure it out. But it does create interesting conversations, and guys you're going to like, you're going to have to let go.
I mean, we've seen two quarterbacks get hurt in one game, and that's why the 49ers did not go to the Super Bowl. I thought they were a better team that year. They just lost all their quarterbacks in the first quarter.
Yeah. 47 minutes after the hour, Mike. We'll take a quick break here. Yeah, overall, it was great. I mean, it's a preseason game. It's preseason, after all. It's preseason. Get a couple more of those in because we have to get to 467 by the start of the season. Michael, 47 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. It's not the preseason. We'll be right back.
Front Range Spare Change returns for the 2026 football season. Find podcasts on 1310kfk.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Hi, this is Nuggets insider Chris Dempsey, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What do we learn on this 17th day of August? We learned that, hey, even though it's just preseason, I think we got to 15 there, Travis, the new guy. There's a lot of good things to take from the Broncos' 27-7 win over Atlanta. We also learned that this Kawhi Leonard story, Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard circumventing the salary cap, might actually paint a better picture, clearer picture of what's going to happen to Peyton Watson in the future, and whether or not he's going to be with the Nuggets or you're going to get a sign and trade done, and we move on with our lives, Mike. And we learned that motivational speeches are not Mark Johnson's favorite thing, but we're going to send him some anyway. Mike, what'd you learn today?
Well, I'm going to send him some motivational speaking. That's for sure.
No, don't do that. You'll get blocked.
Well, I think everybody learned where data, the pronunciation, comes from, so you're welcome.
Nobody learned that. Nobody cares. There's no. That's dumb.
We also learned how great the Broncos look.
How can you be such a diehard Broncos fan, but also such a nerd?
They look good, but it's preseason.
I know, but such a nerd in other areas. Like, your football, I love the Broncos. And then suddenly, ooh, vortex strain of the data, ooh. How can you be that guy? How is that possible?
Well, not everybody's the same person.
What? What does that mean?
It just means you can like sports and football.
Yeah, but
you can like sports
football
and
football is a sport,
stuff.
Mike. Football is a sport, Mike. Okay?
They did have baseball in Star Trek The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine.
Stop. Nobody, just quit with your Star Treks. This is why. So when next time you're mad at me, like you're actually mad at me, why do you make fun of me so much? I'm going to say, because you don't stop.
Brady, you're encouraging.
There are things I'm nerdy about, but if I know, like if I read the room and can tell they're not into that, then I'm not going to ever talk about it, ever. But you don't read that room, Mike. You don't read that room. Read that room from now on. Rest of the week, read that room. We'll be live and on location tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun near Bank of Colorado Arena. We'll be in the practice gym because that's where they're practicing this week. We're going to learn all about the UNC Bears basketball team tomorrow. Wednesday, we're going to get a UNC football camp special about a week and a half out by that time of game number one in Ed Lamb's fourth year. Cannot wait. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.